Star Wars 7x7 episode 3476. Last year, in late July, actually, I had this idea. I thought it would be pretty cool to go through the top 100 episodes of Star Wars 7x7 since, hey, you know, we're heading toward the 10th anniversary of the podcast, and I was going to rerun those 100 episodes, and then I thought, yeah, I got through like 100 through 91. And I was like, yeah, this is a lot. So we're going to approach it a little bit differently. And instead, I'm going to skip the 11th through 90. And instead, we're just going to talk about the top 10 episodes, the most popular episodes in Star Wars 7x7 history. This is going to be an ongoing series. So I'm going to, you know, cover one every couple of weeks or so. And today we're going to talk about the 10th most popular episode, which happens to relate to The Last Jedi. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, in celebration of the fact that we are coming up on the 10th anniversary of the podcast, I thought it might be interesting to check in on episodes that were the most popular, the ones that you made the most popular in Star Wars 7x7 history, and to kind of reflect on them a little bit. So I'm starting this series. It's going to be not 10 in a row right now. It's going to be one every so often, but I'm starting with episode number 10 in that list of the most watched, viewed, listened to Star Wars podcast episodes. Star Wars 7x7 podcast episodes. This one happens to be episode 1264. It is about Rey's parents being revealed in The Last Jedi, so to speak, and whether it's legitimate and what does it mean. So this episode was published on December 19th of 2017. Yeah, gosh, time flies when you're having fun, right? And so basically, I'm talking about how in that episode, the reveal doesn't quite sit right with me. And it's specifically about what Kylo Ren says to Rey about her parents being filthy junk traders. At the time, I said it didn't seem right to me that he was saying that to her because of, you know, particularly what we'd learned about Jakku and also what we'd learned in the novella before the, is it a novel or was it a full book? I think it was a full book. It was a collection of novellas. It's called Before the Awakening. And it features a story about Finn and about Poe and about Rey. The story about Rey had, you know, a real tragic quality to it. It was about how she basically was finding parts for a ship, and as much as she didn't want to trust anyone, she ended up trusting some people to help build it, and then those people messed her over and they flew away on it and left her there. So my thesis at the time was that it was really hard to just get off of Jakku, and that you had to have a ship, you had to have something in working order, and it was, you know, really hard to potentially build something in working order, basically. So, as a result, my theory was that they couldn't have just been filthy junk traders who sold her for drinking money, that they actually had to, you know, have means of some sort, and that there was more to the story of why they would have left her there on Jakku. Turns out I was actually right, but you know, just enough to understand that, you know, what Kylo was saying seemed to be more self-serving and manipulative than anything else. I also talked in the episode about the idea of the democratization of the Force and about how the reveal basically does say that because, you know, the question of who Rey's parents are, like, it doesn't necessarily matter. It's just Rey herself that matters in her journey, that her being a nobody, at least as far as we saw it at that point, was a lean toward the idea of the democratization of the Force. That isn't just about this Skywalker lineage, right? And I reflected on the fact that prior to the fall of the Republic, there were thousands upon thousands of Jedi, and some who were pretty darn powerful, like Mace Windu, like Yoda. So it's entirely possible for there to be powerful Jedi kicking around who have no connection to the Skywalker lineage at that time in Star Wars history, in the sequel era. And for that matter, there was a bit that I actually, like, I'm embarrassed to say I amused myself on about how Luke's Jedi Academy wasn't necessarily accepting 12 students in 26 ABY and then another 12 students in 27 ABY and another 12 in 28 ABY. Like, it wasn't this rolling admission thing where he was training a bunch of people. He was just training like one group of students basically, but that had to mean that there were thousands of people across the galaxy that had force powers and just weren't being trained to use them. That this is just a naturally occurring phenomenon, and it's out there and it always has been out there. But the thing that struck me surprisingly after listening to this podcast, and it wasn't a conclusion I could have arrived at because it was recorded right after the release of The Last Jedi, is that the conversations about how maybe J.J. Abrams undid some things that Rian Johnson did in The Last Jedi with The Rise of Skywalker, well, this particular thing, it seems like he didn't really undo the Rey as a quote-unquote nobody thing per se from a certain point of view. So let me put it to you this way. The idea of Rey as a nobody as expressed in The Last Jedi is basically a way of saying Rey's parentage doesn't matter. And, you know, Kylo Ren telling her, like, destroy the past, you know, let it die, right? He's trying to tell her that her past doesn't matter. It's basically the same thing in The Rise of Skywalker, because even though she finds out that, oh gee, her grandfather is Emperor Palpatine, she still has to be in the present moment. She still has to be herself. She still has to say that her parentage, her lineage, doesn't matter. It is only about her and the decisions that she makes and her own agency. Up until this point, I really had felt that J.J. Abrams undid what Rian Johnson was doing in that particular aspect of filmmaking. But now I'm really kind of sitting in a, from a certain point of view place on it, and think that, yeah, maybe there is a coherence and a, you know, logic that links them after all, even though I still wouldn't want her to have been a Palpatine, but that's just my thing. So that's what I've got for you about the episode that you made the 10th most popular episode of Star Wars 7x7 of all time, the one where we talk about Rey's parentage being revealed. So we thought in The Last Jedi, so to speak, and what it means and how seriously we could take anything that Kylo Ren said about it. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you have enjoyed the podcast, whether it's today or any time, of course, of the last 9.5 years, then I hope you will consider helping get the word out about it. Even now, it still helps to get the word out about it. So please do consider sharing it with your friends and family and other Star Wars fans you know in person or through social media. It really does help make this podcast possible. Also, please consider leaving a rating or review on your app of choice, and consider subscribing or following, depending on what they call it, on your app of choice. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work, so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.